From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal in The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which refused to take part and warned it would not recognize. China's ambassador to Washington, Sui Tian Kai, said in warned that the ruling will disincentivize negotiation and intensify conflict.
The proceedings will probably do a great deal of damage to the efforts by the members of the international community to engage in negotiations and consultation for settlement of any possible disputes.
But he said Beijing remains committed to negotiation with other parties over the matter. In Manila, Philippine Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay called it a milestone ruling.
We call on those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. The Philippines strongly affirms its respect for this milestone decision.
And President Rodrigo Duterte called for bilateral negotiations to resolve the matter. Tuesday's ruling addressed a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas, with its actions on the Scarborough Shoal, a reef located off the Philippine coast. The UN has warned of severe acute malnutrition and famine-like conditions across Nigeria's northeastern Borno state, affecting displacement camps housing tens of thousands of refugees who fled Boko Haram violence. The camps described as hard to reach and insecure. An appeal has been issued for more than $200 million in funds over the next 10 weeks. This is VOA News.